Welcome to Life in Full Expression with me, your host, Beth Wolf. In this show, we will explore, elevate, expand, and learn how to live your best life. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to live your life in full expression or create an expansive vision for your future? Get ready to be energized to fully express yourself, discover your heart's clarity for dynamic direction and life decisions, and develop your unique capabilities so you are delivering your ever-increasing capacities into your world. Join me, Beth Wolf, and unleash the limitless capabilities of your soul, experiencing amazement, collaboration, fun, and purpose. Life in Full Expression starts now. Welcome, everybody. So grateful that you are joining me today on this Monday at noon. And I have a fun show for us today. We're really going to sharpen up things in our occupational and intellectual dimension today. We're going to be talking about characteristics and practices to really sharpen up our productivity and mastery. So one of the reasons why I chose this topic is a little bit of selfishness on my part. Come and join me with that, is I love to continue to sharpen myself. And as 2022 is coming to a close and we're in the last quarter, I want to wish everybody a super grateful Thanksgiving. And we have so much to be grateful for in this 2022 year. Even with its challenges, there's always opportunities. So as we are moving into 2023, I thought it would be great for not only for sharpening some productivity, but also, you know, what does it take to make that happen? And what are some of the skill sets of the most productive people? And I don't think that this information is really going to be new to a lot of you listeners. It really comes down to, are we doing it on a regular basis? Do we got a rhythm going in our life? So really becoming a productivity mastery level, what exactly is productivity? And so I kind of wanted to start with a little bit of a scenario of what our days might feel like. So let me read a little scenario to you guys and see if you can relate to this, that your day might feel or look like this to you. So another work day is winding down and you're wondering where all the time went. You've barely checked any tasks off on your to-do list. You haven't even started working on the quarterly report that's due in a few weeks. It seems like your days are taken up with meetings and phone calls and answering emails and fielding questions from your coworkers and bosses. With all these distractions, it is so hard to get anything done at all some days. Can you guys relate to this? Sometimes I can. So when you go home after work, it's not that much better. You struggle to get a healthy dinner on the table most nights, and you're trying to juggle a bunch of tasks at once. And there are still those unanswered emails and research to maybe do for a paper that you're doing or going to school part-time. And on top of that, you might have dishes to wash, a dog to walk, kids who need to be put to bed, and a partner who you never spend enough time with. And forget having any time for yourself. So often you might find yourself thinking about people in your office who seem to have their lives together or somewhere in your working environment, or skimming through articles about high-powered people who are masters at productivity. And you wish that you could be like them. And you don't know where to begin. I certainly have had that thought about myself. You know, how do they get so much done? Or how do they stay so focused? So there's so much information and so many productivity tips out there, but no matter how much reading you do, you never seem to be able to consistently apply them. So I want to bring to you today three tips for you, three tips that can really help you create an outline of a productivity system for yourself. So by the time you're done listening to this particular talk show or podcast, you're going to have three tips that can really help you and you can implement today. So really, before we get into designing a particular system, let's consider the question, and what exactly is productivity anyways? Well, despite what many people believe, and perhaps you believe this, I had some beliefs that it looked like productivity is us being really busy and our calendars are full. But it isn't about necessarily accomplishing all the tasks or a lot of tasks in a given day, or being, you know, again, super, super busy. Instead, productivity is, in the words of a best-selling author, Tony Robbins, who has an amazing amount of resources that do research for him and reading, and he says that getting the results you want with less time and effort. So how do we do that? It's really about achieving your goals in the most efficient and effective way so that you can spend time doing the things that really matter to you. So this means that the most productive people aren't the busiest or juggling the most tasks and commitments. So you might have a thought just now is, am I doing that? Am I super busy? Am I juggling a lot of tasks? And do I have a lot of commitments? Instead, they're the people who manage their attention and most intentionally and mindfully. Again, productivity is about us managing our attention and intention. So they're people who are in control of their schedule. They utilize their time effectively. They know how to, ready for this one? They know how to say no. And they also have an amazing mastery of tuning out distractions. But how do we manage to do all these things? And what are some of the secrets? And I want to reveal three secrets to you today. And it turns out the most successful and productive people have a lot of characteristics in common, and they use the same productivity strategies. So we're going to uncover some of that today. And the first thing that we're going to start with is really, we're going to focus on our attention management, not time management. All of us have 24 hours in a day. In the calendar system that we're in, there's 7 days a week. So it really comes down to, what are we doing to manage our activities? And we've all heard about the virtues of time management, but I want to propose to you today that that might be a little bit of an outdated concept. And it turns out that other factors are more important than time management. One especially important one is the ability for you and I to channel our attention and energy on the right tasks and where they are used most efficiently. I think one of the dangers that I run into, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more as we go on in this broadcast, is distractions. And if I don't, I was even thinking about this morning that I have some things that I really feel that I want to have completed. And part of the thing that I am making an error in, and bring you into that, is I'm trying to do too many tasks in one day. Like, I make this long list, and I've heard from experts that if you focus on one thing at one time, you're going to have a greater momentum in that. And I know that I even feel better when I do that. So that might be something that you're dealing with too, just like me, is we think that ultimately we can be these masters at multitasking. Yet we're finding that having deep, concentrated focus is actually more rewarding, and we're finding that channel the attention and energy. So how well you and I use our available attention and energy is really what is going to determine our success, not necessarily managing the time. And that's what attention management is, more important than any kind of time management. So why is our ability to optimize our attention so freaking important? And I want to give just a little scenario of what two different particular managers of, they come in, they both have reports to write, and one manager, we'll name her Sue, she comes in and she reports, she gets in at a regular work hour, and yet she is constantly interrupted by people knocking on her door, emails, instant messages, and meetings. just in this broadcast, it would be slightly irritating for you guys to watch me screen emails and take in text messages rather than focusing right here, right now on you guys. So that's kind of what Sue is experiencing. Another manager, and we'll call her Gwen, arrives at work an hour before everyone else puts on, shows up for work. She puts on her noise-canceling headphones and doesn't open her email and instant messages during this time. And she knows that she has the most focused things in the morning and that few people around her are going to distract her, and she wants to take advantage of that time. Now, I know there's also an encouragement and an investment and an almost an invitation from a lot of self-development coaches and advice that the best time to work is in the early morning when you don't have distractions. And for Gwen, this works really well. But you may not be that early person, and that's okay. Find out where your power working part of the day is. It could be in the afternoon. It could be late in the evening. And find that space for yourself, and it'll really make a difference. So let's get back to Sue and Gwen. Which manager do you think gets the report done most efficiently and produces better work? That's a key component. Is not only is it efficient, but it's also better work. Yep, and you've probably guessed it already. Gwen, the manager who comes in early and takes advantage of the most productive time, takes steps to reduce distractions. So here's one of the key elements, is that reducing distractions is extremely important to productivity. So I want us to go into a short break. And as we're in the short break, you might just think about, where are you being pulled and being distracted? And when we come back after this break, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about distractions. We're going to discuss distraction danger and what are some of the ways that can be some key elements that can help you eliminate this distraction. So stay tuned. I'll be right back after this, and we'll come back with some more help on being a master of productivity. See you soon.
I am Carissa Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Carissa Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
You are made for more. I'm Coach Lisa, and I'm here to help you achieve ultimate life satisfaction. Your life matters to the world. Reimagine your future with an individualized life by design approach with my free ebook, The 5 C's of Coaching: Commitment, Clarity, Coachable, Creative, and Change. Find the transformation you're looking for. Go to lisabeltz.com. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time, with me, Dr. Krista Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Wolf, your host at Life in Full Expression. And if you're just joining me, we are in the occupational and intellectual dimension of seven dimensions of your life in full expression. And today I am giving not only you, but myself some tune-up on being a productivity master as we bring 2022 to a close here, as well as we sharpen things up for the next year coming. And one of the things that I was talking about as we went on break was really reducing distractions is extremely important to productivity. Sometimes our ego likes to enjoy, like, oh, watch me, look how much I can do at once. Yet deep concentrated focus is truly very rewarding, and you get a much better product and you're in the flow. So because the times when we're distracted are almost pretty much unproductive times, being distracted is really a key element to reduce your output. Yeah. If you don't want to produce a whole lot, allow yourself to be really distracted. And it negatively impacts how much you can get done at work. And it also reduces the time we could be using to connect with family and friends and doing activities we enjoy or engaging in self-care. And there's a little bit of a story that downloads as I was had the privilege of coaching with a wealth planner that had a very successful clientele. And he had a particular employee that was not necessarily up to the par that he really wanted them to be at. And yet, this was one of the questions that I asked him is, I said, how much are you having her do at once? Is she feeling so fragmented that she's really not in a flow to get any one particular thing done? And how could you help her with that environment? Like, if you're a boss, an employee, and you're firing tasks at your employees, boom, 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 and they don't have actually time to actually focus with flow and go deep into something as far as if they have to learn something, and you experience that employee having a lot of frustration, this might actually be a component of it. You could ask them that. So as I came back to the wealth planner and said, well, what would it look like for her to have more focused time? It gave him a whole new awareness that he actually could help her and help himself manage activity much better. And things began to change. And also, he wanted an employee that had a lot more credentials and licensure. And we created an amazing avatar for him. And that employee showed up. And this other employee found a job at a bank that she absolutely loves. So this is something to look at, is not only being an employer, but an employee is about distraction danger. So the most productive people know all about dangers of distraction. And they strategically channel, again, their attention and energy to get more done. So they're channeling it rather than spreading themselves so thin. So now that you and I have an awareness that when I put a list of to-dos or to-be's for the day, is it really great channeling of my energy, or have I got myself spread too thin? That's a great question to begin to ask yourself and looking at. Now, your mind may say, well, Beth, you don't understand. I'm not going to be able to change this. I would give you some tactics that I use with myself as well as my clients in coaching. And I would ask, well, what if I could change it? What would it look like? What would it feel like? What would it look like if there was less things for me to do necessarily at one time? And then get quiet and actually listen for the answer of that. Stay with the question for days, for weeks, and maybe even a month, and be open with receiving solutions that and ideas that could come to you. Sometimes we'll ask the question so quickly and they go, oh, it didn't come, and move on. And I've learned through a lot of life coaching and how metaphysics works is staying with the question really works. So another part of this is there are highly skilled people that are productive masters. They're highly skilled in overcoming obstacles and to focus their attention. And some of those obstacles might be some distress. If you haven't taken my course on Transform Your Stress to Bliss, there's two different kinds of stress. There's distress and there's eustress. Distress is going to lead to dis-ease, and eustress is actually going to make us stronger. So other parts of obstacles may be procrastination. I sometimes do procrastination when I don't know how to do something initially. I'm like, I don't know where to start. Or maybe you can relate to not very good at that yet. So I procrastinate it at times. Another one would be an obstacle, maybe interruptions. And here's one that's pretty interesting, is if you have a low value commitment to that particular task, asking yourself, is it a top priority for me to complete that, or does it have a low value? And then time-consuming work practices can be obstacles as well. And then productive people have developed strategies for tackling these obstacles so that they can really can stay focused on what really matters. And so one person who truly mastered the art of attention and management, I'm going to talk about Steve Jobs. And he actually established what he called a focus routine to eliminate distractions and make the most of the times when his energy was at its highest. And during those times, he would shut the door to his office. He would refuse to let anyone in. He would not answer emails, texts, or take any phone calls. And if anyone did try to talk with him during this time, they're met with a blank stare. So while Steve Jobs' methods might be on the extreme side, perhaps for you, and not advisable for most workers, but the point is that he shut out all distractions to capitalize on the most productive times. And I can recall in college that if you've been at any university, that there would be these cubicles that you could go in and it was just you and you could just totally focus. And I even noticed that as I got around more technology, I'm like, I'm starting to train my brain to be distracted. And I didn't care for that. So one of the things that helps me quite a bit is allowing myself to be in a very quiet place with absolutely no distractions. And I can imagine being in a cubicle with nothing but just total silence around me, and that helps a lot just to quiet me. Well, I found this blog, and I'll put this information up for you, is from NJ Life Hacks. And you can find it on the internet. And it's an article that he wrote about distraction. So let me read to you a little bit about distraction. He says the distraction kills productivity like nothing else. For starters, they are time wasters. Let's say you check email 50 times per day, scroll through Instagram feed 10 times, have a glance at your phone 80 times, and watch YouTube videos 3 times per day. Even if you give only 10 seconds on average to every distraction, the time adds up to at least an hour or two every day. That's an hour or two every day that you could be used for reading, journaling, meditating, or spending time with your family. Distractions pull you out of flow, which is the most productive state human beings can operate in. Flow requires intense concentration over an extended period. And if you get distracted every couple of minutes, you can forget about ever entering this highly productive state. Let me read that again. If you get distracted every couple of minutes, you can forget about ever entering this high productive state. Distractions also penalize you via something called attention residue. It's a term coined by Sophie Leroy to explain why switching attention is so costly. People experiencing attention residue after switching tasks are likely to demonstrate poor performance on the next task. It takes your brain time to forget about the last task or project before it can fully concentrate on the new one. That's why you're experiencing poor performance on the next task. As Leroy describes, the more often you switch between tasks and projects, the more attention residue you will experience, and the more productivity will suffer. Every interruption, every phone call, text message, email alert, push notification, glance at Facebook, or chit-chat with a coworker takes your attention off the task and introduces a new target for your attention. Remember, we're always talking about attention energy and intention. So then you need to use energy and willpower, which is another word for focus, to put your attention back to the task. And even if you get back to the task quickly, a residue of attention lingers with the object of distraction, and your performance just has been reduced. So what are some of these solutions? Well, I have recalled with some clients of mine that they'll have multiple businesses. Like I had one particular client that was a marketing person for one business, and she actually had her own leather design business. And she was like, Beth, it just takes me so much time. I'm going from one job to another to finally get in the focus and the flow once I get into my studio. And so I said, what if you actually, on your drive to the studio from your other job, you begin to imagine of what you are already creating? Like you're putting out the supplies, you've got the design in front of you, and you're actually mentally preparing your mind before you even arrive at your job. And she actually gave it a shot, and it really began to help her enter into that productivity flow even faster. So the solution is to work deeply and with full effort and focus on a single task and for an extended period and free of distractions. Now, let's say that you know, in your particular job, well, Beth, I can't do all four of those. Could you do one? Could you do two? Could you experiment? And know that your mind and your possibly the familiarity of your mind is going to go, oh, we can't do that. There's no way we can do that. And it's just your mind is familiar with the way things have been running. So just entering in just a little bit of these, what are some ways that you can work deeply with greater focus? Maybe stay on a single task a little bit longer and shut off distractions. So there's basically number two key of what could help you really be a productivity master. Well, really starting with number one. And when we come back after this next break, I want to enter into really product mastery people. They are very calm under pressure. And they are very emotionally aware. So after this short break, come on back, because we're going to talk about how do you develop this calmness so that you can have emotional awareness, but even with pressure around you, you can be in a state of calm and a state of flow. So stay with me. Come on back right after this short break.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of WOW Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at WOWMinistriesLLC.com.
In our world today, we are often weighed down by pain, sorrow, insecurity, and complicated feelings of self. What if you could turn that pain into power? Join me, Christine Vibrant, on Waking Hope, a powerful show about nurturing healing and opportunity to find your purpose and better me empowered lives. Streaming live on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tune in to No More Rules, the impact of being you, the first and third Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific, every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. And join the movement to awaken your inner power, be the creator of your own healthy life, as they help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcome limiting behaviors and beliefs. Listen to thought-provoking conversations and visit YourImpactWellness.com to schedule your consultation today.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Beth Wolf, with Life in Full Expression. And today we're talking about three tips to really help you be productive and be a master of it. And in this particular segment, I want to introduce to us, what if we could be calm under pressure and emotionally aware? And then how do we really begin to develop that? So high productive people are also masters at dealing with stress and are very emotionally aware. And including high pressure moments when information overload sets in. Have you experienced that before? You're just like, whoa. One of my mentors, what instructed me is, well, don't say that you're overwhelmed, Beth. Just say that you're whelmed. You're a little bit whelmed. And so that makes room for solutions to come in. I was like, that's a good little secret to have. So when you're feeling really overwhelmed and you have an overload of information, to just allow your brain to go, you know what? I'm a little bit whelmed right now, not overwhelmed. So these productivity mastery specialists, it's easy for them to think that, you know, these individuals might be superhuman and they have this amazing ability to stay calm under pressure. But really, they have developed a variety of practices. And I can recall growing up that I so desired to have a state of calmness. And yet, until I learned more about the laws of the universe and about quantum physics, I actually had my attention focused on, well, how could I extinguish not being calm? How could I, you know, get rid of the volatility and getting all stressed out. And so that's where my attention was all on being stressed out. And as soon as I learned a little bit more about how energy works, I put myself on using statements that I am calm under pressure. Even with being a little whelmed, I can do this. I am calm. So here's some practical aspects that productivity masters use is they keep their information organized in systems instead of in their head. A recent example, as I was listening to David Metzler on one of the Clubhouse that I listened to, is he has systems where if an idea downloads into him, he has a system in his email that he puts it in. One of the ways that I can do it is I'll write it in my journal. I'll have voice memo folders in my phone. If I have an idea, I just talk it into the phone and then I can look at it later. But productivity people don't try to keep track of everything in their head, but rather they have a highly developed organizational system that allows them to filter information effectively. So that's a number one organizational tip that you can do even today, is begin to have a system for all the information that comes at you. And this enables them to sort out important tasks from unimportant ones, and then organize them basically in a way that they can get things done efficiently. Another thing is that they trust their systems are effective. So there's no doubting in it. They are confident that their systems are effective. So let's say you don't have one yet. Well, one of the things that you can begin to do is experiment with systems. Get online, Google, see what kind of organizational systems may really serve you. One of the ones that I've used for some of my clients is TaskAid or Trello. There's another one called Coda that I have an incredible general contractor that is one of my clients, and he has nonprofits, he has rentals, he has a construction business, and there is a fair amount of moving parts as we, you know, coach his life and his business and his health. So one of the things that I did is I'm like, let's put it all in a Trello board so that we can all see it. He can see it from his phone, I can, and we can all work on it together. So I invite you to test some systems, experiment with them if you don't have them, and know that you can rely on them and that they are, you know, successful for you. One may work for you and it may not work for another person, but really they use them to navigate the most challenging and stressful work situations. So really you're setting yourself up for success if you have a system that is very effective for you. The next one is they accept that it's not possible to get everything done. Oh, this was a message for me. I love to get things done. And, interestingly, the most productive workers understand that it's simply not possible to finish everything on your to-do list. And this is especially true when it comes to work or knowledge work, where projects are ongoing and there are always emails to answer, phone calls to return, and people to meet with. So productive people also know that perfection isn't possible. And I learned another word for perfection, really just from some ancient wisdom, that perfection is really an essence of wholeness. And while they consistently productivity mastery people do high quality work, they don't waste time trying to ensure that every task is completed absolutely perfectly and with this wholeness. It may not always be necessary. They keep themselves fit and healthy. I know that I feel better before I came on here with this broadcast today. I got on the Peloton and did a great workout and did some stretching and an abdominal workout. And so I feel a lot more vibrant just being here with you guys. And so we're going to do our best work when we take care of our bodies and our minds and our spirit. And productive people understand this, and they make a special effort to exercise regularly, eat balanced and nutritious meals. I've got some great water here next to me that I'm a big proponent of making sure that I get micronutrients in my water. So there's some great trace minerals and electrolytes in there. Our cells work so well when we have that in our water. So these practices help productivity people really keep their energy up. They stay focused on important tasks and they keep their stress levels at bay. Because if you have great nutrition and you're really taking care of your body, you're actually going to be able to take in more challenges and more opportunities if you're not healthy. And then next is they focus on their feelings. In addition to remaining calm in the face of information overload, that little whelm to being medium whelm, highly productive people are emotionally intelligent and self-aware. They are attuned to how they're feeling in a given moment and why. And they understand that in many cases, a bad day can stem from how you think about the world around you, not from what happens at work. Another way is looking at it that life is happening with me and for me. It's not happening to me. I'm not a victim of these circumstances and conditions. So having an awareness of that really is a key element. So many productive people engage in meditation, reflection, journaling, whether it's actual writing journaling, or actually give some of my clients, go ahead and journal with just in your phone and journal that way. Other activities that promote calm and focus and full engagement for their work. I love to go walking and hiking. And again, exercise really helps as well. And so I want to tell you a little bit about a story about Nathan Chin, an American figure skater. He had a highly accomplished person who's emotionally aware and celebrated. Nathan's story is particularly important because he had to undergo some considerable mindset shifts to achieve his level of awareness and maintain calm. I mean, you look at Olympic athletes and they have this tapped in, tuned in, and really practiced well. Well, at the 2018 Olympics, he earned a bronze medal in the team event, but was overcome by nerves during the individual event, which seriously impacted his performance. And Nathan ended up in 17th place after the short program, but then performed an incredible free skate, landing 5 flawless quadruple jumps and earning the highest free skate score in Olympic history. As a result, he jumped from 17th to 5th place. Well, as he was training for the 2022 games, Nathan explained that he has undergone a serious mindset shift in the past few years. He realized that his goal to win the gold medal to him put far too much pressure on himself, which he couldn't handle, and ended up seriously hurting his performance. So now his focus is on skating the very best performance he can and also taking the time to truly enjoy his Olympic experience. That's a key element right there. Not only are you doing your best performance and no matter what you're doing, but also enjoying the experience of the now. And this new approach for Nathan seems to be serving him quite well because he took home gold medals in the 2021 US and World Championships and many other qualifying events. So Nathan Chin shows us that we can learn from experiences and grow in emotional awareness and cultivate a healthier mindset over time. And next up after this break, we're going to bring this in for a landing with the third practice and characteristic of productivity masters. And it is all about learning how to say no. So let's take a short break and come on back to learn how these productivity masters actually say no to things. I'll be right back after this short message.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Reinventing You with me, Danielle Silverman, on the second and fourth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. In today's world of ever-constant evolution, the only career change that matters is when what you do matches who you are. On Reinventing You, you'll find concrete tools to help you embrace change and feel optimistic and inspired about your future. It's your vision, your life. Be passionate about it.
Welcome to the Spacious Unknowing Network, Sunshine for Your Soul, with Julie O and JoJo Rose. every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let your heart beat in the rhythm of your soul and guide you to new horizons and unlimited infinite love.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, you guys, to the last segment of Life in Full Expression. Today, we're talking in the occupational and intellectual dimension about some characteristics and practices of productivity mastery. So we're on our third key, and it's really about you and I learning how to say no to things and to make the most of the time when your attention and energy are at high. It's crucial that you and I know how to say no. So the most productive people actually set boundaries to protect their time, their activity, attention, and management. And this is a skill that anyone who wants to be more productive needs to develop. So some of the ways that you and I can learn from productivity people to protect the attention and energy is they don't take on more than they can handle. I've done that. Yeah, I've totally done that. I've taken on more than I can handle. And so these productive individuals understand that their time is limited in areas and that there's only a certain number of tasks that they can accomplish during the day. And just saying that, if we're putting so many tasks on us, I know for me that at the end of the day, if I've got so many tasks on there, I don't really feel very good about myself. I'm like, well, I didn't hit that. So having an awareness of this is very, very powerful because it's going to affect you emotionally as well and being in the flow and having that momentum. So another thing that they do is they limit the tasks they take on and they focus all of their energy on the most important ones. So right now you've been asking yourself, what's maybe your top three priorities? And then they delegate the more minor ones and tasks to anyone else, or they actually eliminate them. Next up, they know how to say no to themselves and others. And the most successful people understand that they need to say no sometimes, both to themselves and to others. They have to say no to themselves when they're tempted to give in to a distraction. I've done that. Or take on more tasks than they can handle. And they sometimes have to turn down tasks that others want them to do. I definitely have experience, perhaps you have, you know, when you're a responsible, competent person that has assets and talents, people are going to want you on their team. And so they're going to ask you, you know, would you be on this board? Would you lead this committee? Would you do that? And that's where you begin to go, okay, I have so much attention and so much energy, and I also want to spend it with my family or your partner. And I also want to have fun in life too. So let me just look at my overall life and my overall calendar. Is it possible for me to actually say yes to this and still have some good rhythm and harmony in my life? So sometimes you just have to turn down tasks that other people may give you. And they also understand that being a people pleaser can be a real productivity killer. So they don't hesitate to say no if they might disappoint someone. And they also make serious efforts to protect their attention. Productive people are serious about protecting their attention to ensure it's spent on what they decide to spend it on, not on what others hijacked it for. There are a wide variety of strategies they use to safeguard this, and let me share a few of them with you. So, for example, some people intentionally spend time away from their desk. They may go for a walk or take a few minutes where they can be alone and reflect on their priorities for the day. One particular client of mine who is just, she's got a gold medal team around her. Not only has she got me for a life coach, she's got a fitness coach, and she's also got an amazing herbalist and acupuncturist helping her to achieve her goals, and she is rocking it. And one of the things that I have implemented to invite her to, because she has a very demanding job, is to schedule times where she gets away from her work several times a day and actually goes for a short walk. And so this is one of the things that I actually implement for my clients. And those, so another one that may serve you is those who have an assistant. If you have a virtual assistant or an actual person assistant, is that you could have him or her turn down the unnecessary meetings or commitments that might be coming your way. Another approach may be include screening your calls, only answering truly important ones or having set times for logging off email, Skype, and Slack. And that's true for me. I definitely screen my calls. I was actually working on the prep of this particular endeavor, and I had all my notifications shut off. My email was closed, put everything so that I wouldn't be interrupted. But then I got a phone call from one of my clients that is very important to me and is going through some extraordinary circumstances, and he called. And so I answered the call. And I actually found that he navigated some really rigorous treatments that he was taking. And he just basically called to tell me good news, that he had a win and he loved the support. So it was a great call to receive. It actually threw me into great momentum as well. So another one is an useful strategy that everyone should implement is to schedule time in your calendar to devote to creative thinking. You know, it doesn't matter what creative thinking you might have. It's not necessarily an art project, but even if you're, sometimes if you love the outdoors, if you want to schedule some creative hikes that you'd like to go on, or endeavors, or travel, or just some daydreaming can be really good for you. So I want to just bring us in for a landing that a story about Warren Buffett, who realized many years ago that time is the most valuable resource we have. And a quote by him said, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything. And this is an important lesson to keep in mind when you and I are striving for greater productivity in our lives, that we need to learn how to say no to important things that will distract us, steering us off course from what's important. And Buffett even offers a single and a simple goal setting exercise to help set boundaries and get better at saying no to distractions. And I do this for myself as well as with my clients. And he says, go ahead and make a list of 25 career goals. And next you decide which five goals are the most important to you and circle those five. And the remaining 20 goals, Buffett says to cross them off your list because they simply aren't top priorities right now. And spending time on them will only take your energy and focus away from the highest priority goals. So wrapping us up today, I want to thank you for joining me. And I'm going to leave you with some three powerful questions that what are some of the characteristics of the productive people that you've learned today that you'd like to implement even today, that you could take one simple step with those. And I just want to say that it's been a pleasure being with you. And the next question is, why is attention management more important than time management? Well, I'll give you a little hint. It has to do with energy, and it's your energy. And why is being able to say no crucial to maximizing your productivity? So with that, I want to leave you with asking powerful questions is going to bring powerful answers to you and with you. And here's to a life of full expression. Thanks for joining me today. And there'll be an encore coming up this next Monday, but December 5th, come on back because I'm going to talk about the next two characteristics that productivity mastery is all about. So join me on December 5th at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. Until then, live your life in full expression, you guys. I'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to Life in Full Expression with me, Beth Wolf. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be your most elevated self and pursue a path of fulfillment, clarity, expansion, fun, and living your best life. If you would like to discover the seven dimensions of your life blueprint of expression, to fully express yourself, reveal your heart's clarity for dynamic direction, and activate your unique capability, visit BethWolf.com. That's Beth, W-O-L-F-E.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.